I'm the kind of guy that can fall in love at first sight, you know, where you just see someone across a bar or walking down the street, and you're just like, oh my God, that person is, it's like something more soulful, and like, this is somebody I would want to spend the rest of my life with. It's kind of like that feeling. And I think what I've learned is that who that person actually ends up being may not be who you've imagined them to be. And so when you discover who they really are, maybe they're not a great match. And that's what some of the stories In My Heart Is an Idiot are about, you know, that collision between fantasy and reality, and discovering that maybe this person isn't who I expected them to be.
When you're raised in a household like Davy Rothbart's, it's hard not to develop an interest in other people. His mother's a spiritual counselor, and his father regularly asks waitresses about their life story. This inquisitive nurturing eventually helped Davy create Found Magazine, a self-published magazine full of photos, discarded notes, and love letters recovered in public places.
Found Magazine was inspired by a visit to New Orleans. I'd often collected found notes and letters, you know, these little scraps that give you a glimpse into other people's lives. But I just kind of had an informal collection of them, you know, in a dresser drawer or something. But I stayed with two guys I didn't even know. And they kind of introduced me to the world of zines. And so I kept thinking about all these found notes I'd been collecting over the years. And I decided to start Found Magazine. Just as a little zine, I was going to make 50 copies at a Kinko's. But it just grew from there. You know, the more people that saw it, the more were sending us finds. And, you know, now we print 50,000 magazines every year when the new issue comes out.
Found Magazine was the first step in Rothbart's publishing career, but certainly not his last. He's released two books, wrote for magazines, and even contributed to This American Life. Davy reads excerpts from these materials at live events, but don't expect a tired and stuffy evening. He encourages an interactive audience, and even shares the microphone with Peter Rothbart, his brother.
A woman wrote a letter to God. This was actually found in the burnt-out shell of an abandoned car on a roadside in Hawaii. And this woman, she had just had her second miscarriage. So she's, you know, understandably devastated. And she's trying to, you know, questioning her faith, wondering if she has the will and strength to try again to have a kid. And it's just a beautiful, heartbreaking letter. But Peter, he's imagining what it would be like to be this woman's partner, her, you know, her husband, trying to, you know, give her support, but also grieving himself. So he wrote this song called A Child to Call Our Own. And it's devastating, but it's beautiful. I see people crying every night when he plays the song. I tear up. I've heard it 50 times. We've been to 50 cities already on this tour, but it's just gorgeous.
The people Rothbart encounters in My Heart Is an Idiot are as diverse as America itself. Granted, their connections with the author might be impulsive, but Rothbart writes about them with such humor and sincerity that the relationships seem anything but ephemeral. And while characters like Grand Canyon enthusiasts, gregarious Vietnam vets, and small-time hustlers might make strange bedfellows for some, Rothbart has weaved them all together in a memorable work of creative nonfiction.
I think one part of it is going deep with people, and when you do meet someone for the first time, if it's someone sitting next to you on the bus or sitting on the next bar stool, you know, it's a matter of actually, it's the difference between saying, hey, how's it going, and saying, hey, how are you doing, really? You know, how are you doing, really? You're asking, how was your day today? What'd you do today? You know, just anything that you just start a conversation with, but then being willing to go deep. And I think the more you share of yourself, I think the more other people are willing to share with you.
For WWNO, I'm Thomas Walsh. Idiot.